This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, hi. That's the DJV program. It's not like getting a stick poked in your eye. It's kind of a, it's a nice way for us to spend time together, even if some of the things that we focus on are not the greatest. We really do have a great life. I think we all live in a safe society. Be thankful you're not in Afghanistan, maybe other places as well. Being in America is safe for the most part. Not necessarily always in the big cities, but I think it, in comparison, for me anyway, it feels like it's safe.
You live in a nice area.
Yeah. The
secure.
Yeah. I'm a plain geek, and Victoria and I were talking about something that's being done by some of the package shipping outfits. And so, you know what I did, Victoria?
What?
I looked up what sort of planes they're using to power the fleet that's bringing the Amazon packages to their hub. And whether or not people realize this, the fleets of planes that are used by FedEx and DHL and UPS and now Amazon are very large in scope. And they have something in, well, actually, the fact that Amazon is using 737s is unique. That hasn't been done. They've used 727s. They take older planes that have been in service as airliners, and they convert them. There are a couple of places in the country. One of them is Miami. One of them is in Arizona. They take planes that have been used for passenger service, take all the seats, they convert them so they can be used for service in hauling packages back and forth. And they don't get the same kind of usage because most of them are only going to take, they have one flight in each direction a day. Let's say they're in Los Angeles, they fly to Memphis, or in this case, what Amazon has just done is opened up a huge, huge, huge warehouse at the airport in Cincinnati. So the planes, the average plane, they have 737s and 767s that they've taken from fleets that have retired these 737s, for example. The average one is 20 years old, which is kind of young for a 737. But what people were doing, and this is why it has some relevance to people, the average flyer, is that a lot of people were retiring their 737s early. Boeing gave them an enhancement to do it because they wanted them to buy the MAXes. So oftentimes, if you have a plane and you want to turn it, like turning in a car, okay, we'll give you a little more for your plane because we want you to take the MAX. And that's what they did. Now you see how that's hiccuped. And so people have stopped trading in the 737s. But in the meantime, the folks at Amazon managed to grab 30 of them. And they're about, as I say, the average about 20 years old. So that's fairly young for 737. They're all 800s, and those were the largest of the 737s. So it'd be good for cargo planes. And then they have 49 Boeing 767s, most of which were just retired. The only airline that's retired all their 767s is American. And so what they did is take all of them, and they've converted them to cargo planes. And most of these planes, though, are 25 years old, some of them 29, some of them 30 years old. But I just think it's rather interesting. When you look at FedEx, they've got a lot of DC-10s, planes that are 40 years old, planes that are 45 years old. Here's a 737-300, one of the earlier ones. It's 32 years old. And they don't really, you know, you don't see any Airbuses on these lists. For one reason, the Airbus, which is made by the European Consortium, and I have long since called it a crap can, although pretty much every plane in American's fleet now, it's hard to escape riding on a 321, an Airbus 321. But they are not well made, and they don't last. If you get 20 years out of one of those planes, that's a lot. So hats off to Boeing for making a better plane and for it being the plane of choice of all these cargo carriers because they last a long time. So even though we have a little bit of we have some sticker, it's not sticker shock. What do you call it when you like when the Boeing Max people see that they don't want to fly on it? I don't blame you. I don't much want to either. I notice Americans kind of quietly put their Maxes in both Miami and Dallas, and that's it. The 737s are not as prominent as they used to be at all. But the United purchase of all of the Maxes that were made during the shutdown, I think, is fairly interesting. They must have done some research, wouldn't you? Really, wouldn't you think that you would? They must have asked people, or somehow or other, they must have done something. Because this is, you buy 260 planes in one fell swoop. And people say, well, I'm not going to fly on that. Do you think there is some of that? I think you said, Victoria, that there was they don't want to fly on United for, I guess, a number of reasons, mostly because they suck as an airline. But
right. They're terrible.
Yeah. So maybe it doesn't make any difference for you whether you get onto a 737 MAX or not.
Well, I prefer not to be on a MAX, right? Until we know that everyone's flying them all the time and their safety record is on par with other models.
They're like the Southwest fleet is all 737s. All. Always has been. And they've said they would keep it that way. But they've converted the MAX orders back to 900s. So they're not quite as fuel efficient, but people feel better about being on them, the Boeing 737-900. Meanwhile, talking about Boeing, their Starliner astronaut capsule apparently is not ready to go into service, right? Is that what this is? They're trouble. What's the problem? Is the rocket or is it the Starliner itself? I noticed they've gone back to the factory to do some modification to it, but how would they know how it's going to perform unless they actually launch it?
Well, because they were trying, they've been going through like some troubleshooting with it because this is the second or third time now it's been delayed. So this is a valve issue and they can't fix it with software. So it has to go back to wherever it was being built. And so this is just going to delay everything farther.
Yeah. Well, it is. Well, Boeing's had a tough couple of years. Hopefully they're going to come out of it one way or the other. All right, so here, you want some good news on top of the good news?
Sure.
Or bad news on top of the bad news? You get
like
to choose,
good
Jennifer. Good
I
news?
I like good news.
Or bad news?
Different for once. Good news.
Okay. The final season of Grace and Frankie. You're both big fans of that show, right?
I am. I don't
never
understand.
Never seen an episode, but
never.
Thanks for the good news.
Never.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, okay. For you, then?
Oh, for me, I was excited.
Yeah, you were excited. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Martin Sheen, Sam Waterston. I didn't know Peter Gallagher was in it.
He's Jane Fonda. Well, he's Grace's husband now. She is remarried, and so Peter Gallagher is her husband, Nick.
I thought they were gay.
What?
Huh? Oh, no. Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston were gay.
There you go.
But Jen's never seen the show.
I've never seen it, but I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Peter Gallagher is her new husband.
Got it.
You can
right,
have
so
more than one.
This is the last season. Why did they decide to stop doing it after, what, 4 or 5 years? Because it's very popular. They couldn't come up with good
scripts. Yeah, I mean, it's typically Netflix only does like 2 or 3 seasons for a show, but this will be season 7. So I guess they figured it's probably expensive, and it's already the longest running series, Netflix original. So the story, though, that we didn't get to is that they dropped the first 4 episodes as a surprise on over the weekend.
Surprise!
So, yeah, the final 12 episodes will be released next year.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Now, Jennifer, for your benefit.
Yes.
There's a bit. No, this is good news. People who drink moderate amounts of wine appear to be less likely. Okay, well, let's see. Maybe there's a gradient issue here. The study suggests that people who drink wine are less likely to develop cataracts that need surgery.
You know, maybe the... Okay, so the you know what? You might be onto something here.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
resveratrol?
Well, yeah.
We'll save that. Or you're seeing double already when you drink too much wine. So when I was, when I had my detached retina, which was in 2016, I think that was right, they told me that in 2 years, the doctor said, in about 2 years, you might need to have cataract surgery. Now, it's been 5 years, and I haven't needed that surgery yet. Knock on wood.
And the wine is working.
So maybe the wine is working. Thank you, Victoria. That's exactly what I was getting at.
There you go. I like it. I like
it. But the in the same study, the effect on men drinking wine in terms of being able to make love is not...
I know. I know.
But...
They had to do... They had to do a study to show that men who drink too much wine are no good in the bedroom.
Like, wine and beer affect men's performance.
Just talk to us. We can tell you about it.
Right. Like, do we need a study on that?
What has happened to science? I mean, what are they doing?
Okay, so science has come up with the history to this point of men taking Viagra. For those of you who want your man to stay around longer, I don't mean longer. I mean,
okay.
No, you know what I mean.
You mean like overall longevity?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Men who take Viagra regularly appear to live longer and have a lower risk of having heart attacks.
Yeah, because it's basically like a blood pressure medicine. That's what it's a. That's what,
that doesn't it increase your blood pressure.
I mean, sildenafil is what Viagra is really called, and so sildenafil is a blood pressure medicine that helps your heart not work as hard. And the side effects happen to be more time.
How do you
fun.
Know all this stuff, Victoria?
The reason I know this is because my beloved Chihuahua was on sildenafil.
Wait,
he had a heart condition.
Not where I thought.
Not even
going,
joking.
But okay.
Yeah. Cooper was on sildenafil for the last couple of years of his life, and my good friend is his cardiologist, and so that's how I know. He goes, it's Viagra, but it doesn't have the same effect on dogs. They don't get any happy time out of it.
Really?
It's just the blood pressure effects.
All right. There it is, boys and girls. You heard it here first, I hope. It's 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
We have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time now at 23 past the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. The thing in Haiti has gotten a lot of attention, continues as things continue to develop there, that earthquake. I will tell you, and I asked you about this a little bit ago, who Travis Barker is. You'll have to take that one. Jay is not feeling well. That's why she's not here. So Victoria and Jennifer can take over, because I don't know if
we educate Doug today
about Travis Barker. Right.
Well,
yeah.
Travis Barker is the drummer in Blink 182. They were a really popular pop punk band in the 90s
and 2000s.
Yeah. And so Travis, they were famously in a plane crash that he survived, and it left him completely traumatized, and he swore he would never fly again. That was back in 2008. But then he's now dating and seems to be very much in love with Kourtney Kardashian, and so he just flew for the first time since 2008 in Kylie Jenner's private jet. They're down in Mexico, so now he, I guess, has a whole new lease on life.
How did the two of them meet? And
I don't
this
know.
Is serious.
I think they're neighbors.
I think they've known each other, right? The families have known
each other.
Kim was friends with him for a while.
Yeah, I think they live near each other, and both of them happen. I guess they've always really liked each other, but they've both been with other people, and they just happened to find themselves single. And according to what they post around, I mean, they've got a pretty hot relationship. So
yeah.
It looks like they're.
How old is she?
She's about 42.
Mm-hmm. She's the oldest.
Yeah.
Right. So
and
yeah.
How old is he?
45.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Next, Deborah Winger decided she didn't. I didn't know that she was in the cast. Did you know she was in the original cast of A League of Their Own, but she didn't like Madonna, so she quit?
I didn't know that.
Eventually,
the role that she was initially playing was Dottie, which was taken over by Gina Davis. Gina mm-hmm. Davis was great in this movie.
Yes,
so
she was.
I feel like it's one of those things where it just wasn't meant to be. You know,
yeah.
Like this, it was meant to be Gina
what
Davis.
What has Deborah Winger been in lately? Since Officer and a Gentleman, that's the last
question.
Thing I can think. Huh? What is?
That's
what
a
is
good
she
question.
Done? What did she marry to Steven Spielberg first? I think she was his first wife.
Timothy Hutton.
She was married to Timothy Hutton?
Yes.
Or she's married now to Timothy Hutton?
She was married to Timothy Hutton, yes.
So who was Spielberg's first wife? As long as we're in the gossip department here.
Why do you ask these crazy questions?
I know.
Because I want to know. Deborah Winger,
then
I'm confusing her with...
Google it yourself.
And so, who cares
who Steven Spielberg's first wife was?
You can
Google it on your time.
Who was it? Kate Capshaw?
That's his current wife.
She's married to him now.
Forever. So he's had two. It looks like, according to Wikipedia, Steven Spielberg was married to Amy Irving and Kate Capshaw.
Ah, that's it. I've always confused Amy Irving. You know who she is?
No.
Wow.
Why don't you tell us? Your I don't know, question. Deborah Winger has been working consistently. She, in 2021, she's got a bunch of different things that she's, Mr. Corman, which is a series with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. She's in 4 episodes of that. Ultra City Smiths, she's in 6 episodes of that. So apparently she's still very much a working actress.
I think that Amy Irving and Deborah Winger look a lot alike and have been in
That's
similar...
how we got here? Okay.
Yeah, what do you mean that's how we got here? Yeah, that
just
is how we got
here. Trying to figure out how we got to Spielberg and then, yeah, okay. So anyway, so the story, though, that's hitting all of the gossip sites today, that was the
reason. Make sure you get to
trending.
The bottom line of the headline. That's what Victoria's all about.
Well,
yes?
Yeah, that's, you know, people who like information, they do like to get it. So, yeah, so the story that's out, I guess she gave a new interview saying that she was cast in A League of Their Own, and as soon as Madonna was cast, then she quit, and she said that she thought that Penny Marshall was just making the movie into kind of a goofy Elvis film, and it was all fluff, and she wanted it to be something more substantial. And so
she was wrong.
Arrogant. She was sure wrong. That was a defining movie in lots of different ways. And not to mention.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize. An Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Kabul's presidential palace. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he feared U.S. troops would have come under Taliban attack if they'd have remained in Afghanistan any longer. President Biden on July 8th discounted a reporter's question that intelligence agencies warned him Afghanistan would fall.
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
President Biden stayed on vacation while Kabul fell to the Taliban. A handful of people have died at the Kabul airport trying to flee the country Monday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised President Biden Saturday, saying in a tweet, "The president should be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and his action." End quote. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
The Taliban in Afghanistan declared Monday the war is over. With their victory over the United States-backed government, some Gold Star families in the United States feel betrayed by our government. Amanda Ballard on Fox News Monday.
The worst tragedy in my lifetime besides receiving my son at an airport in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, a flag coming down, I just remember my son and so many others saying that was their hope that things were going to get better, and it's not. We go from a country that was having flags flown every day and standing beside each other, no matter your race, your color, your creed, your religion, to Vietnam all over again, where they're wanting to spit in the soldier's face and, you know, yell at their families for standing tall and standing proud for them. This is not the America that my son fought and died for, and it's not the one that I want my grandchildren coming up in.
Billy Vaughn, the father of a fallen Navy SEAL.
We've had generals and admirals, one in particular, General Admiral Robert Harward, who said we want to win their hearts and minds, and how does it look like that's working out in Kabul right now? I'm telling you, it's an American tragedy. It is a shame on the American government, on the leadership of the American military, and the thing is they move on to better jobs while the rest of the country who's lost loved ones and the American citizens have been betrayed, and we deal with the carnage. And the Afghan people have been betrayed just like American citizens, and American citizens need to band together, hold this government accountable.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Storytelling as artistes. That's who Jennifer is in Victoria. Jay's out today. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Thinking about our lives, I said something in the last half hour about how lucky we were to be here, even though there are a lot of things that are not great. But is life here safe? Are there as many risks living here as there are in other places? I don't think so. What do you think, ladies? Less risk, more risk?
It depends on what you're talking, what kind of risk. I think I wake up every day really happy I live here and not somewhere else. I mean, maybe a woman trying to escape Afghanistan right now. I mean, yes, our country has its flaws, but it is still one of the best places, I believe, to live
on. So let me ask you a question about that. Let's say you're a soldier who has been in harm's way in Afghanistan. How do you feel about what's going on right now? I was looking at some, you know, the
I whole talked to someone yesterday program. Who served in Afghanistan multiple tours, and they said that they felt like they had been punched in the gut. And I can understand. I mean, we spent $1 trillion on Afghanistan. We lost, I think, something like 2,500 people in Afghanistan.
At least.
That's you know, unfortunately, when it ended like it did and so quickly, it makes you feel like that's all in vain. I mean, what was the whole point?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really sad. I was just, you know, I don't even know if we were on the air or off the air, but just watching these videos that are popping up now, people just running towards the airport because they're afraid. I mean, the Taliban's there. They're sitting in the presidential palace. And, you know, when it gets back to politics, if people make mistakes, this is a big one. But it's all in how you said something earlier. Well, what difference does it make now? Why armchair quarterback it? But one thing that I've seen this particular administration have problems with, and it makes me nuts because I went to school for messaging, right, for public relations, and what I mm-hmm. see are ultimate failures. And just not to relive things, but just to tell you contextually what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. No one really spent much time at the border until they were pushed into it, and then it looked like a haphazard effort, right? With COVID, they came out and said, we have to have 70% of the country vaccinated. By putting a number on it, they're setting themselves up for failure. These are just basic messaging mistakes. But what's happened this past weekend while all of this was falling in Afghanistan, you had Joe Biden, who's at Camp David. The press is not with him. They have one image of him sitting in an empty conference room looking at pictures.
Yeah, I thought
that was
revealed.
Stark. Well, the clock is wrong. So most people believe that was a picture taken back in March because the time is not reflective of daylight savings time.
But you need somebody sharp enough in the PR department to notice that.
But this is the point. I mean, okay, so we can't, we are where we are today, but we need to have some strong messaging that says, what do we do? I mean, these people that are running for the airplanes, they were counting on us. We were their beacon of hope. And now we're just like, now we're running with our tail between our legs. It's just, it's bad. And I guess Jen Psaki, the press secretary, is on vacation this week. I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry at all. And you shouldn't be either about whatever your point of view is. You don't have to be sorry for it.
If something like this happens, this is huge. You stop your vacation and you come back to work so that it looks like people are working on it. Even if you're scrambling behind the scenes, it doesn't look like anybody's in charge.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know how it is that these 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old Afghanistani kids get attracted to what is pretty much a life of crime and death.
Like a game.
Certain death for them. The average Taliban is dead at the age of 34.
You have to understand, first of all, and this is something that I think most Americans don't get because we live in a great country where this isn't always the case, but the ideology behind behind Islamic extremists is very clear. It is very strong. I mean, if you don't believe in a government, you don't believe in anything but what they believe, they're acting for God, right? There's nothing that you can do to shake that if people believe that they're committing these atrocities in God's name. And so that's number one. You have to understand the ideology. Number two, there is so much poverty that is being exploited by these things. It would be on a smaller scale the reason that people in inner cities continue to get involved with gangs, because it's a sense of belonging. It's a sense of survival. You're either on that team or you're on the other side, which means you're probably beheaded. So you jump into it that way. But we cannot undersell the ideology, because that's really the primary reason.
All right. So let's go back to COVID for a minute. I just saw something that made me cringe a little bit. The number of ICU nurses who are burned out because of what has been described as quote-unquote COVID hell. I'm reading a couple of different cases. People who, this one nurse says, I've given so much I can't keep going, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there are a lot of those stories around, frankly.
After last year, I think there was a statistic that one out of every three healthcare workers was changing industries because they couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's really
nurses
bad.
Nurses particularly, because they're getting the brunt, right? Mm-hmm. And then also, there were a bunch of rallies. I don't know if they made national attention, but we had a bunch of rallies in California over the weekend because most, I think actually every major hospital that's in California right now is requiring their nurses get vaccinated. And what's a surprising thing that not a lot of people talk about is that there's a large number of nurses and healthcare workers who are choosing not to get vaccinated, and those people are being fired. And so these rallies were saying, hey, we celebrated our healthcare workers all the way through the pandemic, and what did they do all that work for to just be fired from their job? Not really a great way to show appreciation. And so I don't know how much
hospitals
that's going to be across the country, but
hospitals can require vaccines the way any other company can.
But right now, usually when they have the way it was set up before, like flu shots would probably be the best thing because we've never had the COVID vaccine before. So flu shots, if you didn't get one, you had to wear a mask and you had to have a little button that indicated that you had the flu, or like a little sticker on your badge that indicated whether or not you had a flu shot. Now, with the COVID shot, they're actually firing people. And I'm not saying that they're outside of their rights to do that, but I'm saying it's pretty junky when you've had healthcare workers who worked all the way through a pandemic, did all the hard work, and as a reward, they're saying, well, you don't want to come to our way of thinking, we're going to knock you out and fire you. And, you know, it's unfortunate, I think, just putting people in that situation.
All right. Help me understand, again, the definition of the long COVID. Is that
those
having
are the symptoms
it?
That stay or that stick around after you're no longer contagious. Like they used to call it long haul. Now I guess I just call it long
haul. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure the long haul, long COVID were the same thing.
So they just call it long COVID now, and so that's like residual inflammation or brain fog, or some people have not.
But if you're vaccinated, you don't get this, right? If you're vaccinated,
that's what they're trying to figure out now.
Right. If you had COVID, you get it. I mean, you can get it, right? I mean, long-haul symptoms you can get if you've had COVID. I don't think it's coming from the vaccination. It's coming from getting COVID. You can still get COVID vaccinated.
Yeah, but he's asking, though, if you have been vaccinated and you then get COVID as a breakthrough case, what are the chances of you developing
long
COVID symptoms? That is exactly what's being studied right now. They don't know the answer.
Okay. All right, so I'm glad I asked the question because a lot of people probably have that question. There's a lot of stuff we're all being educated when it comes to this, and we don't really know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm an expert.
Don't forget the mantra, my favorite mantra. Nobody knows anything about anything because that's kind of what we're learning.
Yeah, I guess that's some of that.
We all take our best guesses, right?
Yeah. There's the mask and the vaccine mandates and all that stuff, the divide. That has come across America. It's perplexing, frankly. Jennifer, I haven't asked you about the fires and who's out. I think last week, toward the end of the week, we were talking about 700 or 800 people who have lost their homes and all the hundreds and thousands of acres. The fire continues, or fires, I guess, plural. And so where does it stop? It seems to me that these fires in Northern California are going on and on. It's almost like what's left to burn?
Yeah, it's especially Northern California, that's been really, really hard. 1 million acres in total just from the fires that are burning right now. I guess officials said that the weather conditions have just made this so much worse. It's been very windy and very dry, and that is not helping at all. It kicks up firestorms. So if there's that dry wind that kicks up, it spreads the embers, and it makes it really
hard. How does that relate to the Santa Ana winds that are so well known and
Santa Ana winds have not been an issue yet. They typically kick up around this time, however, like late summer, early fall is when the Santa Ana winds kick up. That's going to be a factor. The winds that they're getting are higher winds, and they tend to just blow, and you can blow embers for miles, which is kind of unbelievable. But when they are this unpredictable, they cause a really big problem for firefighters. So the Dixie Fire began on July the 14th. And they said that this smoke from the Dixie Fire has been plaguing
all over the
huge parts of the country. My mom's in Grand Junction right now in Colorado. They've been having a really difficult time. The jet stream has been bringing a lot of smoke into Denver, into Grand Junction.
Yep.
She said they couldn't even sit outside last night because the smoke was so strong from these wildfires.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. for people who have any kind of issues. And there's a new reason to wear face coverings, right? Does the if you have a mask on, does that protect you from the vagaries of the smoke and the ash and the things that are in the air?
I don't know the science of it. All I know is that last year when we were in the thick of the pandemic and I had to wear the mask going back and forth to work, and it was fire season, it was killing me because it would. You can still smell the smoke. I mean, it's still, think about it, when you have a mask on your face, and if it's not an N95, if it's a cloth mask, you can still smell people smoking a cigarette. All of that still gets through. And I constantly, I mean, you're bringing back like a memory I'd forgotten. You just, having that smoke like just jammed by your face, it was really unnerving because it just felt like it was hanging there more. It was probably psychosomatic, but it just, it, I don't know. I don't know if maybe an N95 mask would probably be the way to go to make sure you're getting all the particles out, because I think with the cloth mask, you're still getting a lot of it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. 46 after the hour here, a reminder about something new from the Stephan crew. How do you like that, ladies? A little poetry.
Poet?
Yes. The Zodiac Magic Podcasts. We are now in our fourth week, and the question that comes up among other discussions, should you avoid newspaper horoscopes? Ladies, do you look at your horoscopes? Do you look?
I haven't held a newspaper in I don't know how many years, well, so no.
Well, you can get that stuff online, too. Anyway, the question from some people,
by the way.
Yeah, wonder whether or not these things are useful or not, can be fun. Laura Banks, who's the astrologer on Zodiac Magic, has some details about every single day this week and how it will affect you, what the stars are doing, relationship-wise, work-wise, otherwise. So you can check it out every week if you would like, at your service. And also, psychic scout Mary O'Malley is on board talking about out-of-body experiences and the key to the stream of information that she gets from spirit. So if you're interested in things like this, Zodiac Magic is the podcast. You can find it at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. But it's all about things that'll help make your life better. 47 after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. based on space-age technology. The Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour. It's Monday Money Pit time. I like that. I need another alliterative beginning. Let's see.
That was very good.
Monday bro. Money Pit movement. All right. Okay. I'm ready now. Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and their website and their podcasts and the questions that our listeners send in, like Georgia has a refrigerator. Good for you, Georgia. Congratulations. Welcome to the modern era. She's got an upper freezer and water dripping all along the bottom of the freezer door. Yes, I had one of those, and it's now in the barn.
Yeah, it probably still drips.
Yes, right. It does still drip, but it is.
That's a simple one, Georgia. That's a bad seal on the refrigerator door. The appliance seal around the outside of that door is failing. You know, they're usually vinyl or rubber, and they're magnetic. And when they start to break down, then what happens is you get warm air that leaks in there, and it condenses when it strikes the cold air that's leaking out, and that's how you get the water droplets. It's the same thing that happens when you have, you know, a glass of iced tea outside, and outside the glass gets wet. As the warm air strikes the glass, or in this case, the air coming out of the fridge, it cools and releases its water, and that's why it's dripping. So you got to replace the gaskets on the door of the freezer. I would do the refrigerator at the same time. There are lots of appliance supply websites where you can order these parts, and it's a pretty simple do-it-yourself project.
There you go. Once again, Tommy the K, a hero. A couple of weeks are left for that a pet photo podcast contest?
Yeah, post the picture of your pet photo contest on MoneyPit.com right now. That's right. It's presented by LL Flooring. We're giving away $3,000 in prizes. We've got three $1,000 gift cards to LL Flooring. So if you want to get some beautiful new flooring, maybe some pet-friendly flooring, you could win. And we also right. have gift cards from Chewy going out. You can enter by posting a picture of your pet on MoneyPit.com.
All right, so is pet-friendly flooring flooring that won't absorb pee if the pet pees on the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. It's easy to clean.
Clean up, yes.
Yeah. It's also got to be durable, scratch resistant.
I just wondered. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be scratch resistant, too.
Right.
Because, you know, pets, obviously, with the nails and bringing dirt in from the outside, which is an abrasive. So it has to be pretty tough stuff. And there are a lot of choices today in pet-friendly flooring. So lots
of right, there it is. The podcast, the photo contest at MoneyPit.com. Now, the podcast on garage doors. This is something that I want to know more about because I've got some old, old doors on the garage. What do I do? How do you find the right one?
Yeah, you know, there are so many options in garage doors today, Doug, and the cool thing is that in the latest cost versus value survey, it was determined that garage doors return 94% of their cost when it comes time to sell your house. They do these surveys where they say, if we did this particular project and we sold our house within a year, because that's within a time frame, how much will we get back? And so the higher the return, the better investment in terms of ROI. And garage doors definitely pay for themselves. So if you have old garage doors, there's a bunch of reasons to get new ones. First of all, the newer ones are a lot safer. So you don't have the broken springs that fly off and can hurt people. You don't have the hinge of the door is designed differently where the panels come together so they don't pinch you. And, of course, with garage door openers, there's been a lot of updates there, not only in security but also in safety. So for all those reasons, it's a good time to take a look at new garage doors. We cover that in this week's podcast. You can join us by going to moneypit.com/podcast, select your favorite podcast platform, and download the show for free twice a week.
All right. It's free, not for free. That's my English lesson for today. Yes, the newsletter you can find at Money Pit as well, Keeping Ticks at Bay. I have figured that out. I have guinea hens, and they eat up all the ticks on the farm.
Oh, man, really? Wow.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, well, for what we did is we actually came up with a story about a natural tick repellent. Which
right.
was helpful that you can make yourself. And that recipe is on MoneyPit.com. But
I'll tell you what,
ticks are not, you don't mess with ticks. We've got a lot of deer where I live, and I'm always worried about deer ticks. We're always checking ourselves.
Yeah, they're pain in the you know what. All right, listener Suzanne has a kitchen with a Formica countertop and a backsplash. And what does she do? Does she want to paint it? Can you paint those things?
Yeah, she wanted to know if she could paint her Formica countertop or laminate countertop and backsplash. And, you know, Suzanne, there are countertop paints, but I've not seen that they're terribly durable. There is one that is not actually paint. It's actually real stone, and it's called Spreadstone, and it's a product that's made by Deich Coatings. They have a countertop refinishing kit where they kind of perfected this material that includes real stone and is actually quite durable when you're done. You can use a product like that, but not just regular paint because that won't last.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit at MoneyPit.com here on the DJV program with lots of great helpful advice. That's what we're all about here, helping you out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.